Welcome back to Warriors Sound. I'm Tim Roy. The Golden State Warriors have put themselves in the play-in bracket in the Western Conference. It's on the strength of a great start to their homestand, including back-to-back wins over the teams with the best records in the association, the Utah Jazz and the Phoenix Suns.
It's the NBA. It's the best league in the world. Every team is good. I don't really care what people say when they look at records and stuff. Every team is good in this league, and so, you know, you got to come and compete every night.
Oh, absolutely. 29-19. Nice. Backdoor lob to Mulder, the former Canadian high jump champion. Slams it in off the feet from JTA, 31-19.
Mulder trying to catch the big guys for dunks the last few weeks.
Draymond Green throws over to Curry. About a 27-footer good from the left side. 82-68. Curry now with 31, which is a great night for everybody in the association. For Curry, that's his average. Curry beats JTA. Oh, what a nice pass to Mulder. He took it midair, kind of cupped it, and then threw a bounce pass to the cutting Mulder, who laid it in. Wow. Free throw's good. By Hall, Warriors inbound, buzzer sounds, ball game's over. These two teams will go at it again on Saturday. Final was 118-97. All right, we're ready to go. Let's go. Hey, final six games of the year starting tonight. You know, what are you guys talking about? What is your end goal in this homestand?
We're just trying to win every game. Every day is important, and we're just taking a day at a time. You know, we know what it is. We know where we are in the standings, and every game is pretty much a must win. So, you know, every day is do or die for us.
You know, when you look at the situation you guys are in right now, and it's been an up and down type of a season, what kind of momentum can you gather from this homestand?
I think we're a great team. You know, we've had a lot of variables happen. Not going to use that as an excuse, but it is what it is. You know, injuries, guys out for COVID, et cetera, et cetera. So, like I said before, you know, we got number 30 on our team, and I'm confident that he can be our leader. And so if everybody comes to do their job every day, you know, we build momentum, we get into the playoffs confident, playing well, cohesiveness, you know, all the above, I think we can surprise a lot of people.
You remind me, Juan, a little bit of Draymond, and not in necessarily the way you play, but all the facets that you impact throughout the course of a game. How much do you take from what he does? Just, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this.
Well, first of all, that's a hell of a compliment, and I appreciate that. You know, Draymond is like a big bro to me. He's really taken me under his wing, really coached me, and just kind of led me, you know. This league is different. It's a long season, a lot of great players. Every night you got to come to play, a lot of different reads. And so I'm learning. I'm a sponge, especially to these guys. You know, that's a Hall of Famer in my eyes. Three championships, DPOY. And so many more accolades. So, you know, when he talks, I listen, and I respect him a lot.
What about your passing skills? Because that's one thing you've had ever since you've been up here, and it's like you read things before they happen, and you're anticipating a pass before the defender expects you to anticipate that. Talk a little bit about your passing skills. That's something you've always had?
Yeah, I love to pass, man. It's so fun. I love to see my teammates score the ball. I get a lot of joy from that. I'm confident in what I bring to the game and to my team. You know, I know I'm an energy guy. I know I'm going to defend, rebound, and all those other things. And I think those are effort things. Those are things I can control. So if I can get my shooters open shots, you know, they see one go in, we're going to have a long night, a lot of shots going in. So that's how I see it, man. Try to get my guys going, try to get them in rhythm. And, you know, it's just a feel for a game. So when you see shots going in, the defense tightens up. Everything's just going well. So, you know, we all like to see the ball go in, so just get my guys open shots.
Juan, we appreciate your time. And by the way, my partner said compared you to Draymond, and you had a Draymond box score tonight. You had 7 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, and a plus 19.
Nice. That's a hell of a game, but it's not a Draymond game yet. I need to get like 15 assists first.
All right. Thank you, Juan.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Have a good night. Yep.
Juan Toscano-Anderson, our guest. Curry with a dribble, stumbles, gets down the lane, gets to the rim, goes reverse, and scored it with 1.7 to go in the corner. Curry! Hand off to Curry. Over the shoulder, back to JTA. Flipped it to the cutting Draymond, who dunked it down. What an assist by Juan Toscano-Anderson. Horford with the jumper, right side, up and good with 1 second to go. 136-97, that's your final. This was a game where you guys had to take care of business, and you came out, it looked like you were locked in right at the beginning. Is that something that you consciously wanted to do right from the get-go?
I mean, it's always trying to be assertive. Sometimes that means, you know, trying to tee up some early, you know, threes. Obviously, when the first one goes, you start to get a rhythm. But, you know, especially in games like these where, you know, they're must-win type of games, and you know if you play your best, you know, you're going to be in good shape. Getting off to a good start is important. So doing my part, just trying to bring some joy and energy. It was kind of cool tonight, too, because I don't know what the attendance was, but it felt like, you know, the biggest crowd we've had and a lot of energy in here. So that was a good feeling for sure.
4,155. And
ooh, not as close as like Davidson. That's close. Close.
Are you still mad you didn't get that continuation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought that was good money, but next time.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
Kent Bazemore just dumped some water on Stephen Curry.
God dang it.
The Baze gaze.
Why you always got to pick the coldest water, man? That's messed up. Room temperature, please.
You love sneaking up the back of that big guy in the fast break, don't you?
Yeah, I learned that one at Davidson. That's the one. You obviously can create natural traffic and transition, and you know they don't really know where to go sometimes, and then it's just a matter of getting to your spot, making the shot. It's a fun play.
Is that something that you learned at Davidson? You've learned throughout the course of your career here, is finding traffic and how to create traffic and using guys as natural picks, whether they be your players or opposing players.
Yeah, I definitely learned that at Davidson my junior year. Getting a lot of attention and being the primary ball handler, I had to find ways to create a space naturally. And sometimes you can use your own guy, like me and Draymond have good chemistry with that. And then sometimes you can use the other, other big defender that's just in the way, and you get a little shifty and the guard doesn't know where to go. And like I said, it's just more so just getting to your spot and being in rhythm and kind of, controlling that possession on your own terms.
I'm curious, because when I watch guys play football and they go out into patterns and they use head fakes and try to get to where they want to go before the defense knows where they're going to go, do you use that when you're running with your back turned? Do you turn your head one way and then go another way, or try to get a guy to think you're going one way? I mean, because you got to work so hard to get open and you move so much, but what about some of the tricks that you use to get guys to think maybe I'm doing one thing when I do another?
That's what I learned watching Reggie Miller and even like Rip Hamilton, guys that were masters at using their body, change of direction, change of speed to create, separation when they didn't have the ball. And you keep the defender off balance. So it's just about, like you said, just reads and being able to make the right decision at the right time. And then once you create a little bit of separation, being able to be on balance so that you can shoot and take advantage of that. Because if you're not, then they can catch up, and, it's pretty useless at that point.
Yeah. Have you ever tried one where you go, hey, look at that girl up there? And you just, go somewhere else. Gotcha.
You do the old point one way, look the other.
Exactly.
Not enough fans in here yet. Bring that back, maybe.
Hey, 49 points in 29 minutes, 11 threes. You had two 20-plus quarters, and that's the fourth time you've done that in your career. Most important thing is you got to win.
Absolutely. Needed it. Four games left. We got to keep building momentum. So took care of business these last two. Got to keep it going.
Good luck on Monday and Tuesday.
Yes, sir. As always, check him out on Twitter, @WarriorsVox.
Thank you, Steph.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Steph.
What our team needs to understand and to learn is that it's the details that give you a better chance of playing at a high level and a better chance of avoiding the perfect storm. So what I mean by that is a veteran team understands all those things and takes care of the details to be able to withstand the punch. As a team, we're not ready to withstand the punch. We don't have our antenna up.
Forrest back out there. Dribbles on Bazemore. Locates Bogdanović. Gobert's off the floor. Favors sets the pick. Bogdanović gets Looney on a switch. Ball knocked away by Looney. Bogdanović with three, with two. Takes the dribble. No look. Feeds out. It's going to be a shot clock violation on the Jazz and Kevon Looney. Clarkson backs up. Pump fake. Goes to the corner. Oney for three. No good. Rebound Looney. 2 seconds. 1 second. Jordan Poole from backcourt. Good if it goes. Bank it in! He banked it in at the buzzer! Well, Jordan Poole has watched Stephen Curry take deep shots after deep shots with the quarter winding down. Says, get me in on this act. 27 seconds left. Curry gets the pick from Draymond. Splits traffic, steps into a three. It's up and no good. Rebound deflected away. Looney hustles it down. Back up to Draymond. 15 seconds left. Curry for three right side. Got it! Nailed it! Timeout, Utah. Warriors up one, but there's 13.4 left on the clock. Niang cuts to the far corner. Ingles to throw it in. Ball to Clarkson. Goes to the corner. Takes the three. It's top of the backboard. No good. Tip, tip. Out of bounds. It's out of bounds off of the Jazz. Warriors have it with 0.1. This game is over. How important was it for you guys to come out and play well in this game?
It's a big game. You know, it's a huge game for us. You know, this is probably one of the most, I mean, probably the most pivotal week we've had all season. You know, not only for playoff positioning, but just, you know, making sure we're checking all the boxes and trying to play our best basketball. You know, great win for us tonight. You know, a way to protect home court, because in a couple weeks that's going to matter. So, you know, really good win for us.
You started missing a couple of threes, but boy, you hit a couple of tough shots tonight. Tell me a little bit about your thought process going throughout this game.
Just continue to put in the work. You know, before the game, I'm out here, you know, an hour before the game, getting up shots and just working on, you know, things. And tonight I was put in a situation where I had to make plays. And that's kind of, you know, how it's going to be down the road. You know, my team is going to rely on me to make plays. And, you know, I'm just trying to take a little bit of pressure off Steph, Draymond, A-Wiggs, and, you know, just trying to be a, you know, a solid guy for him, you know, when it matters.
Kent, what are some of the difficulties of playing a drawing kick team that shoots a ton of threes?
Yeah, when they shoot it as well as they do, let's say they shot 44 threes tonight, yep, which is, you know, a ton of threes. You know, it's very taxing. It takes a ton of effort, especially when they got a big man like Rudy Gobert rolling out to the rim. So, you know, we had to fly around, and, you know, they made it interesting there late. Jordan Clarkson was huge for him down the stretch, and you know, but we got the best player in the game, and he took us home.
What was the strategy the last possession? Foul or not to foul? And if so, what were you looking at in terms of if we even can foul or not?
Yeah, you know, if a guy's running with his, you know, back towards the basket, yep, it's a good time to foul. But Clarkson was already, you know, kind of up in the shooting motion. And you got the baseline and the sideline as extra defenders with the side of the backboard. So I just made sure he saw me out his periphery. Yep. And we got a big stop there at the end.
And Kent, you survived without someone coming over and dumping water on you.
Oh, man, yeah.
Don't you dump water
glad,
on your own
yeah,
head.
I'm glad there ain't no retribution, man. That's why he's my guy, you know, because he don't take things too serious.
Hey, you had a great game tonight. You had 19 points overall with four boards. You had a couple of assists. You were a plus one tonight in a very tough game. A nice win, and come back and do it all over again tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Right back at it tomorrow. So a good test for us. We're going to refuel, re-energize, and you know, it's just we're glad we got this extra energy in here from the fans. They've been great, so you know, tomorrow night's gonna be a really big one.
Well done, Kent.
Well done. Thank you, Kent.
All right, gentlemen.
All right, to the timeline. Gets a screen, no, flashing by JTA. Curry to Draymond. Draymond, Bazemore's jumper, no good. Ball to Wiggins, layup is up and good at the buzzer. They'll check it, but it looked like it was good. Draymond Green locates inside. Curry flipped it up and in again, and he got fouled. Bridges on his back. Bridges can't believe it. And Curry's going to the line for a chance for another three-point play. Off a screen by Bazemore, and Draymond found him. Fifth and one for the Warriors in this game. Chest pass to Draymond. Draymond fakes. One dribble. Gets it back to Curry. Relocates for a three. Look on the way. Off the rim. Draymond flies in. Two-hand slam. Came off the front rim, and Draymond said, thank you very much. 88-85, Suns. Gets it into Looney. Looney hands off to Poole. with the dribble, step back, fakes, flyby, had an open look, didn't shoot it. JTA catches with five to shoot. Looney back to JTA. Low pass, he'll save it to Wiggins for a corner three. Got it! Wow! Booker off the screen by eight, lost the ball. Curry with a steal! Curry on the break. Takes it middle, draws a crowd. Now waits. Bounce pass to Draymond. Draymond to Wiggins. Wiggins spins on eight and goes up with a banker and kissed it home. Low left. The Warriors lead by five with a minute 21 to go. And Monty Williams has to call a timeout. There's something about this Warriors squad. There's a grit to it that they have discovered late in the season. And I haven't said this in over a year. Chase is rocking. 11-3 run in 97 seconds. Bridges comes over, pass stolen by Bazemore, throws it to the backcourt, batted in the air by Bridges, 2 seconds, 1 second, Crowder will shoot, it's on the way, it's no good, the ball game's over. The Warriors, on back-to-back nights, have beaten the teams with the two best records in the NBA. As they knock off Utah last night by three, and tonight they beat the Phoenix Suns by six, 122-116. Hey, what does it say about this team, the way you guys have been able to grind and come away with the wins against great teams on back-to-back nights?
It says a lot about this team. You know, the reality is we talked about, you know, possibly taking this night off with so many games down the stretch. And, you know, Steph and I said, let's just give it a go, see what we got. And, you know, for us to come out with this win and Steph couldn't buy a basket, everybody stepped up. Andrew Wiggins was amazing. Juan T changed the game with his defensive pressure there in that second quarter. Jordan Poole was incredible. Bazemore was incredible. Everybody stepped up and gave big minutes. And we fought down the stretch, and that was a huge win for us.
Yeah, last two nights, Steph is 4-for-24 from three. And you guys win both games. Both games.
I mean, you know, that's the way it should be coming down the stretch. You know, he's carried us all year, and, you know, he's had a couple off games, but we have to pick him up. He's been doing it for us all year. And like I said, guys stepped up and made plays. You know, the entire game, they were ahead, but they could never pull away. And anytime it's like that, you know, you're ahead and you can't pull away, but you're controlling the game, you know, you usually get in trouble down the stretch, and we was able to capitalize on it.
How important is that moving forward, Draymond, to have everyone step up and say, you know what, we don't always have to have Steph get 35 to win a basketball game?
It says a lot. You know, it's huge for the confidence of our guys. As we know, it's a very young team. So, you know, just for those guys to see that, man, we can do it. I think this is the only playoff team that we hadn't beat yet, so this was a huge win for us.
Something tells me you like when games get chippy a little bit.
That's my favorite time. You know, when the game get like that, you got to thrive in those situations. And, you know, I think, you know, once the game got chippy, that's when we started to play.
Well, it didn't get to the level of Warriors-Clippers, but it was fun.
It was very fun. That's a very good team, though.
Yes.
And, you know, that's a team that we could possibly see next week. So yep. It's a good win for us.
Very good win. Congratulations on another triple-double. And more importantly, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Roy, reminding you to search Warriors wherever you get your podcasts.